Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I really got to come up with something new to say. I say the same thing every time we start the show. Sometimes I say, hey, how's it going?
So, mess with perfection.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, thanks, Brian. You're so kind. You're saying I'm perfect?
Don't fix what ain't broke.
I'm pretty sure it's if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I knew that wasn't correct, but... It got the gist of the message across.
I think so. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland. On the other side of the mic, we're about to do the countdown for you, and we do it every week, and we get the charts from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website? Brian will let you know.
Earshot is a national campus and community radio report published every week, again, at that fine website, which is earshot-online.com. And you can find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You'll also find much more, such as specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and whole loads of other fine features. So go check it out.
It is a great website. You can also find us online, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. We have two great features coming up in the next 2 hours of this program. In this hour, you're going to be hearing from Tupperware Remix Party. Great group. They just released their Tonight EP, and in the next hour of the program, we'll be hearing from The Fortunate Ones as well. We've got Stephen Karlik with your music news. Brian's going to have the lowdown in the second hour of the program and the top 20, all kinds of stuff to bring you. And Brian, has been a lot of, there's always movement on the charts, but anything that's significant this week?
For sure, yeah. One thing to mention is the massive amount of effect that featuring bands on this radio show has on your charting position, because we helped the Golden Dog go all the way from number 25 to 47. So
that's a negative effect.
So hopefully some more stations check out that record. It's really cool. We had a great conversation with one of the band members, David, last week. And as we mentioned in that program as well, it was probably one of our longest interviews. Super nice, friendly guy with lots to say about the past and future of the band and the new record. So as we promised, we posted that full extended edition version of that interview on our SoundCloud page, which you can also find linked on our social media pages. So go check that out. But in all seriousness, there is actually lots of movement on the charts this week. We have two debuts in the top 20. We haven't had that happened in quite some time. We also have a couple of records that are not debuting in the top 20, but that are new to the program. A couple of returns as well. And we're saying goodbye to some pretty big records, at least for this week. Stars from number 18 to number 25. D'Angelo from number 17 to number 24. Bjork was number 19 last week, down to number 26. Ryan Hemsworth from number 16 to number 36. The Dodos are at number 15 last week. They're down to number 42. AM Static from number 20 to number 33. And Caribou, who was our number one for many weeks in 2014 and the third most played record in the entirety of 2014 by campus community radio stations, was number 13 last week and is not in the top 50 at all this week.
Well, there you go. So lots to look forward to in the next 2 hours of the program. And some of those albums that dropped off, you can check those all out. If you go on to earshot-online.com, you can see the full list and maybe give those a listen, get some support for them in your campus and community radio station. All right, we're going to kick it all off right now with your number 20 spot, and we'll move on from there.
Yeah, you heard from this one a couple of weeks ago as one of Stephen Karlik's picks of the week. And Ibeyi have a new self-titled record out. It's getting lots of critical acclaim. And we're going to play a track from that one called Ghosts. It debuts at number 20. At number 19, it was on the charts for a couple of weeks and then off last week. And now it's back into the show. It is the new fine compilation from Light in the Attic called Native North America, Aboriginal Folk Rock and Country, 1966 to 1985. Definitely go check that one out. We're going to hear I Didn't Know by Sugluck and The High Dials, last week number 8, this week number 18. Their latest is called In the AM Wiles. We're going to close this set of music out with Echoes and Empty Rooms.
Here's a baby, your number 20 this week. The song's called Go. Stick around. You're listening to The Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
I Snow is white, skies are blue, my love for
Number 18.
We'll be right back.
That was Echoes in Empty Rooms by the Hidells from their latest record In the AM Wilds, at number 18 this week, down from number 8. We also heard from Sugluck and a track called I Didn't Know from the compilation Native North America Aboriginal Folk Rock and Country 1966 to 1985 Volume 1, which is back into the show at number 19 after falling to number 22 the week before. And debuting at number 20 is the self-titled debut record from Abeyi and a track called Ghosts.
It's the Earshot 20, and we're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian just letting you know what you heard, and he's going to be telling you a bit more about what's coming up in a little bit. But first, we're going to head to the phone lines and chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He's a senior editor there and a friend of ours here on the program, and he brings us our music news every week. And Stephen, welcome back to the program again this week.
Thank you very much.
And so lots of great stuff to talk about. We'll kick it all off with an announcement from Metz.
Yes, the Toronto Punks have been touring pretty nonstop since they released their self-titled debut in 2012, but the band have now made time and announced plans for their sophomore record, and of course will head back on the road in support of their new material. The band recently teased a new album with a trailer, but it's now been confirmed that their second LP will indeed be titled Metz 2 and will arrive on May 5th via Sub Pop. Metz 2 was recorded with producer Graham Walsh at various studios across Ontario. The album artwork is available at exclaim.ca, where you can also find the 10-song track listing for the album. Like I said, Metz will be hitting the road in support of the release. They have a ton of North American dates, including in Toronto, their hometown of Toronto, on May 1st and 2nd, and they return for Way Home Festival at the end of July. For now, those are the only Canadian dates, but the band, like I said, they've been on the road relentlessly. They recently toured Canada with Death From Above 1979, so lots of cool stuff, including a new single called Acetate, which you can also hear at exclaim.ca, so cool stuff from them.
I feel like a few weeks ago, you predicted the name of this new album, so kudos to you. I think you're a prophet.
We had our guesses, but I will take full credit for it, yeah.
Awesome. All right, and we'll keep the announcements going with Best Coast, who's announced a new LP.
Yes, so Best Coast released their second album in 2012. They've long been known for their fixation with their home state of California, and they'll once again pay tribute to that golden state with their next album called California Nights, which will be out on May 5th through Harvest Records. While the indie pop band haven't shared all the details surrounding the album, they have unveiled a brief 30-second trailer, which you can see at exclaim.ca, including the line, California nights make me feel so happy I could die, which is about as quintessentially Best Coast as it gets. It doesn't come as a surprise that they have a new album on the way. Bethany Cosentino, singer of the band, has been talking about it ever since they released the 2013 mini album, which was titled Fade Away. That same year, she told Rolling Stone that they'd be recording with Butch Walker and that it would sound really 90s, which the song does. All the information at exclaim.ca.
All right. Well, we look forward to hearing what's to come from them, and we'll round things out with the first of two festival announcements. It's Montreal's MuTek.
Yeah, electronic music fans every year wait to hear what's coming to Montreal's MuTek, a very cool cutting-edge festival. And this year they've delivered again with their first lineup of performers. More to come, but for now, Andy Stott, Boundary, Cobblestone Jazz, DBX, James Holden, John Tejada, Kiasmos, Steffi, Adam TM, and Robin Fox, and a bunch of other stuff. Very cool electronic music performers for those who are in the scene. 2015 installment of the Festival of MuTek runs from May 27th to 31st at the Musée d'Art Contemporain, as well as other locations across the city. Full details and ticketing information can be found at the official MuTek site, and expect more artists to be announced soon, so lots to come also at exclaim.ca.
You put the venue name in there as a tongue twister for yourself, didn't you?
I have to keep my French, yeah. Keep it fresh.
All right, well, that's great. So head on over to exclaim.ca for that and all kinds more. And coming up in the next hour, we've got all kinds to talk about, even more to talk about, and which include Nickelback and Oshiega. So you're going to want to stick around for that. And Stephen, we will keep you around until the second hour of the program. And Brian's going to let you know now what's coming up next on the charts.
You're going to hear from Last X. They're back into the show with their self-titled debut on Constellation Records at number 17 from number 28. Here's a track called Cité d'Or. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
That was Kingdoms by Cairo at number 16, up from number 40 in its debut in that spot last week into the program for the very first time, is their new record, A History of Reasons, and you heard a track called Kingdoms. We also heard a track called Cité d'Or by Last X from their self-titled debut at number 17, up from number 28.
It's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out that website. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. It's one of the ways that you can reach out to us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you want some exposure on the show, we're happy to do it. And we get in contact with lots of artists throughout the month. And we're doing that right now with Tupperware Remix Party. It's a four-piece synth rock electro funk group based out of Toronto. They released their second EP called Tonight EP in January. And we caught up with Jordan Caldwell to chat about the newest release. And Jordan, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So congratulations on the release, first of all. And I'm just wondering, what was the recording process like for this this EP?
Well, for this EP, we had a bit of a different approach. We did most of it ourselves. We had some help in the studio. We had a recording engineer by the name of Crispin Day, who helped us out a bunch in the studio. We recorded bass and drums there. And pretty much everything other than that was... was done ourselves. We our bass player, Jim Arsenal, he produced all the synthesizers and helped mix. And the official mix was done through Colin Kroll, who is a good buddy of ours.
And where do you draw your inspiration from? You have a very unique sound, and kind of aligns itself a little bit with artists like Daft Punk. Do you draw inspiration from bands of that nature, of that kind of genre?
Big time, yeah. Daft Punk is a huge influence, has always been a huge influence on us. Yeah, like you said, it's kind of a eclectic sound, I guess, because we have very diverse influences. Some of us are really into metal. We draw some influence from there because we also have sort of heavy parts. We like, you know, guitar riffs and obviously the funk thing you mentioned and electro music. But one thing that we do all converge on is the like old school funk, like 80s music and the whole theme of like old school action movies and sci-fi.
Tonight EP features four songs and includes appearances from Ninja Sex Party and Scratch Bastard. What was it like to work with them?
It was really fun. We hadn't really got into that territory with collaborations before. It was just sort of our first foray into that, and it worked out really, really well. Danny Sexbang, who is who does vocals on one of the tracks from Ninja Sex Party. He is just awesome. He recorded his vocals for that track remotely. He lives in LA, and we sent him the track, and he recorded them himself with his engineer in a studio down there and sent it back, and we were really super happy with the results. And Scratch Bastard, he actually recorded it himself as well. We sent him the track. He lives here in Toronto, and he's just sort of a old buddy of ours. And it was a very awesome experience, and we are definitely going to be collaborating much more in the future.
That's awesome. And so now that the EP is out, plans for touring, what's coming up on the schedule for you guys?
Well, now that the EP is out, we're going to be touring again in the spring. We're going to be going out to the East Coast. Looking like early April at this point. We're going to be announcing dates in the coming weeks. And then in the summer, there are going to be a number of festivals lined up across the East Coast and Ontario, and we hope to be getting out to the West Coast of Canada very soon as well.
Well, you can check them out online at twerp.bandcamp.com. That's twrp.bandcamp.com for the music. And you can also go to the website twerplive.com and get all the information and watch that site for tour dates as well. Jordan, great to chat, and best of luck with the EP and everything to come in 2015.
Thanks so much.
Here they are right now, Tupperware Remix Party, an Earshot Extra spot this week. Stick around. There's more of the charts on the way after this. It's the Earshot 20.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 15.
It's like Lord of the Flies, watching kids ruin their parents' lives, throwing Oreos in the shopping cart, watching their parents' face start to fall apart. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. Butter's on sale, I have been told. Minivan is cruising down the road. Steak is also on sale, but I swore I'd never eat meat from there again. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. There's a kid freaking out in aisle six. His mom's saying, come down, Adonis. Look down at my shopping bin. Nothing but Dr. Oker's pizza is what I'm seeing. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. Express line is 10 cards long. It is slow, it don't move along. People abusing the 10 items or less policy. There's a guy with 20 boxes of Shreddies ahead of me. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills. Where did they find so much Faygo sodas? I don't wanna go, I don't wanna go down to the no frills.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
We started out enlightened, we ended in the dark. We suffered for our art along the way. Tan lines on our elbows and dust in our eyes. We made it to the border before day's end. Leaning into the west, our shadow was our wake. The sun scraped down the windshield off the sky. Monrovia, you're drinking up the sun. I've never seen your skyline, but I know a wrong turn could help us to unlearn. In an instant, you know the beauty and the curse. Thank you. suffered for our art along the way.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Monrovia by Michael Feuerstack. His latest, The Forgettable Truth, debut is at number 14. We also had a debut before that at number 15, the new one from B.A. Johnson on Mammoth Cave called Shit Sucks, and we heard a track called No Frills. And we also chatted with Tupperware Remix Party in that set there, and hear a track from them from their latest called The Hit.
Yeah, big thanks to them for joining us on the program, and check them out. Go on online and search them out on the Google. Twerp, Tupperware Remix Party, TWRP. I like the name, and the costumes they wear are fun too. One of the guys wears a pylon on his head. One of the guys wears like a lion costume, like not the I'm looking for courage lion, but that's a Wizard of Oz reference. I don't know if you did you get that one?
Yeah, no. Thanks. Yeah, you're thanks for the explanation.
One of them's like a robot thing. I don't know. It's pretty.
Anthony
it's
really cool looks show. Out for Sesame Street when he goes to see live music. He likes a nice combination.
It wasn't Sesame Street. It was Wizard of Oz.
What? No, I mean that you like costumes.
And, oh, right.
You know, okay. You really like the Wiggles. That's a kid's one. A recent one, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I don't know. We're out of our element.
Let's ask
here.
All the parents out there. Post to our Facebook page. Anyway, thanks to them for joining us on the program. It was really great to chat, and you should check them out. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're going to kick it all off with number 13.
All right. It debuted at number 47 last week, up to number 13 this week. It's not their debut record, but it is a self-titled record from Del Bell. And here's a track called Sails of Gold.
Of what the stars rang out nine.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Struck me as we drove into the city, but I need you, but I hate to leave you. Drove through the midnight hours, mocked by the Arnold Tower.
Summer night, I recall you were there on me. Summer night, you
It's the Earshot 20.
That was One Summer Night by Ariel Pink. He's at number 11 this week, down from number 6, and his latest album is called Pom Pom. We also heard from Samantha Savage Smith from Fine Lines at number 12, down from number 10, with a track called Skyline. And we also heard Sails of Gold by Del Bell. Their latest record is a self-titled one, and it debuted at number 47 last week. It's at number 13 on the charts this week.
There you have it. That is the first 10 of the top 20 counted down right here on the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. You can check us out on our home station, that is Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick, where we record and the debut is broadcast every week from 5 to 7 p.m. on Fridays. That's Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out to syndication for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, giving you more than 30 chances a week to hear this program. So thank you very much to all them for airing us. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast this show on iTunes. But no matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around, because in the next hour of the program, we've got all kinds more for you, including the top 10, the lowdown, Stephen Karlik's back, and another interview. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.